Hi, it's Melissa. Can you let me in?
Hi, it's Melissa Gear, your host for Knock Knock Who's There. Driven by dares, rumors, or just plain curiosity, Knock Knock Who's There is about poking around the city, opening doors, and finding out who or what lies behind them. This week on Knock Knock Who's There.
I need greens and potato, lump plate of walking. You want mustard and crackers in your bag?
Please.
Go ahead down to the register.
Fadley's Seafood, tucked into a back corner of Baltimore's vast Lexington Market, is the oldest continuous seafood operation in the city, keeping customers happy since 1886. They have a stand-up food counter, a long stall of fresh whole fish on ice, and the crowning jewel is a raw bar smack in the middle of the place. They're known nationally for their crab cakes, but what's not so well known is how those came to be, and the cast of characters that keep the place running. Not to mention, what exactly is the difference between Jumbo Lump and Backfin? We'll get to that too, straight from the mouths of John W. Fadley's descendants, who have maintained and grown the business over the years.
I am Nancy Fadley Devine. I am the owner of John W. Fadley Seafood in Lexington Market.
And how long have you worked here?
Well, I guess I worked off and on most of my life. First with my dad, and then, of course, with my husband.
I'm Bill Devine. I'm with Fadley Seafood. Have been for 60 years.
How did you come into working here?
Blind date.
That's how you met your wife?
Yeah. I was a naval officer. Had a blind date. Came up on a blind date. 2 weeks later, she asked me to marry her. And I said, yeah.
That's really how it happened, huh?
Yeah, true. I went to sea for 3 months, called her from sea. There weren't cell phones in. You had to go to the radio room. They would radio Boston, plug into a switchboard. I called her and I said, "We still getting married?" And she said, "Who's calling?"
Bill and Nancy still put in a full work week. And years ago, Bill made a teeny tiny lofted office space behind the counter area. There's barely room to stand up or turn around in it. If you lean way over the counter and peer up to the left, you can see it. They're both in their 80s, mind you, but they actually scale a 7-foot metal ladder to get up there. Really. But it seems to provide some of their partnership magic.
And we'll be married 60 years this year. He does, you know, all the paperwork and that kind of thing and the buying and that, which relieves me to just run the kitchen
Run the kitchen.
Right. So, I mean, it's nice that he's up there and...
Oh, you mean you're physically separate?
We've been able to stay together for 60 years, working every day together, so...
Do you have an idea, you must have an idea of how much crab meat you go through in a week or in...
No. I don't even think about it. My husband pays the bills, and I just say, bring me more crab meat over. But I know I can go through on a Saturday, which, of course, is our busiest day, anywhere from 500 to 800 crab cakes in an afternoon. That's in a 4-hour span. The young man that helps make me the crab cakes with me, who's been with me since he was 16 years old, he's now 38, and he stands and we work hand-to-hand. All day long, and we sent out at Christmas time over 5,000 crab cakes in the mail, and that all made by hand, he and I, because I don't let anybody else touch it.
I was just going to ask, so you are still, are you here, how many days a week are you here?
I'm not here on Mondays, I need the 2 days together off, so I have a wonderful crew that you're probably aware that do a fantastic job.
I'm Lou Fleming, and I'm the manager here. Man, what I do, everything but make the crab cake. I buys the stuff for the company.
And
And I also usually see you at the Raw Bar, like, working really hard.
Right. I've been at the Raw Bar, one of my main jobs. I do the shipment. I do the ordering. We ship all the crab cakes. And just about everything else, yeah.
How long have you been here?
Since 1979. I was 17 when I came here, fresh out of high school. Well, I came here by accident. I only supposed to work one day.
Tell me about that.
Well, they was at a festival up at Johns Hopkins University, and the boss's daughter had a line from here about two blocks long, and she had no help. And I was up there, and she said, "You know how to shuck?" And I said, "Yeah." And I got back there. I gave him my hand. We got the crowd down. They brought me back down this market, and I've been stuck here ever since.
So you were literally just a person in the crowd, and she...
I asked them that they need help. But I was doing it in a joking way, but they were serious, so I took them up on it. Yep.
What is there a secret for shucking? I don't know if I've ever done that.
Secret, just keeping all 10 of your fingers is the best secret I can give somebody. And don't close your eyes.
How many oysters do you go through on a weekend or a week or what?
Weekend, probably about 20 bushels on Friday and Saturday put together.
Does that translate to pounds at all?
No, that's like 120 oysters in a bushel. So you have to multiply that by 20.
Do they come from all over?
My stuff right out the bait. All my oysters and clams come out the bait. We got enough right here. There's no need to go anywhere else when you got the best right here already.
Do you order the crab too for the crab cakes? And
yeah.
what's can you put any numbers on that? Like pound?
Oh, God. And what, in a week's time? That would be out somewhere between 8 to 1,000 pound a week. That just average for shipment and when they come in here.
And you ship them anywhere, right?
Everywhere in the United States of America. Everywhere. I don't think there's a state that I ain't never shipped to. When you ship to South Dakota, North Dakota, you done ship to every state in the United States of America. Yep, Montana, yep, I got good customers in Montana. Big coast on the West Coast. Yep. 48% of our business is on the West Coast because people simply can't get it out there. You know what I mean?
The crab?
The crab cakes, yep. Yeah. Yep, they can't buy them on the West Coast.
Because these are blue crab and those are...
Right, there you go. Only thing they can get is Dungeness. They don't even know what a crab cake is. Some of them still think a crab cake is like in devil food. Yeah, I had a lady call me up the other day. I said, "How many crab cakes?" She said, "Oh, I don't want but one." And I said, "I don't sell one crab cake, sweetheart." She was thinking like in cake.
Oh my God.
Like a cake, yeah. Like in devil food or like that. I said, "No, sweetheart, it ain't like that." I was cracking up on the phone, but she didn't know any. She didn't know. It ain't that I was being smart. She just didn't know.
It's an honest mistake to someone from the West Coast.
Right. That's why she said she didn't want but one. She said, "I want to try." I almost asked her, "What flavor do you want, chocolate or vanilla?" Yep.
But the infamous Fadley delicacies shipped all over the country haven't been around that long. It was Nancy that changed the face of crab cakes forever.
We had a crab cake, and it was a nice crab cake like anybody else was serving. But in 87, I decided I would try and make a gourmet crab cake. And I made the first jumbo lump. And I was concerned because I thought it's going to be too expensive for a stand-up fast food operation. And I was wrong.
I'll say.
I made 6 crab cakes. And the next day, I made a dozen. And it started skyrocketing. And I was the one that made it into the ball shape. Because normally crab cakes were like patties, and you usually got a patty or 2 patties on a platter, but that's the way they were made. But I made them to fit in my hands and made a ball because I wanted more of a crunch on the outside, and I wanted a larger surface to get that crunch. So I decided on the ball And in 92, GQ magazine gave me the Golden Dish Award for one of the 10 best dishes of the year. So it started getting a lot of attention then from other, from different publications and food magazines and food chefs. And then I was asked, of course, to be on the Food Channel and then on the Travel Channel. So it's been great, and it continues to be that way. But it's my own recipe in the sauce, and I think that's what makes it perfect. I don't want to overwhelm it with a lot of different flavors, or it's primarily crab meat and my sauce.
The lump crab, yeah, it's so rich. Lump.
Yes, it's very rich. And I didn't want to add anything to it. It doesn't need it.
As a transplant to Baltimore, the reputation of crab cakes preceded my move. Just like a baby duck that imprints on its mother, my crab cake imprint happened at Fadley's. I clearly remember my first time. And my confusion when faced with choosing between jumbo lump versus back fin, one is much more expensive. But that confusion happens a lot, it seems. To out-of-towners, anyway.
How you doing, man? Can I help you today?
Yeah, can I have the crab cake? I don't know what kind. Are there two kinds?
Yes. Jumbo lump, hamburger versus filet mignon.
Okay.
So one's like a hamburger, you know. Top shelf is the lump, of course.
Wait, so the hamburger, what do you mean by hamburger? It's like in a bun?
No. It's like, it's the same as the difference between a burger and a filet mignon.
Yeah.
Like the difference between
a half and a jumbo. Okay. Do you think it's worth it to get the
jumbo lump?
Jumbo lump? Okay. I guess I have to go for that one then.
Can I get a lump for here, please? For you?
Yeah, a lump also.
Give me a repeat on it.
Thank you.
Turns out there's a reason it isn't so clear.
Essentially, the jumbo lump comes from the swimmer fin, the back fin that does all the work and builds up the muscle. So there are only one on each side of the crab, so two lumps coming out of a crab. So it takes almost 40 crabs to make 1 pound of that meat. That's why it's expensive. Now, the interesting thing is, years ago, that was the back fin, which it is the back fin, but no longer they started promoting it a different way, and so now you have the jumbo lump, you have a lump, and then you have the back fin, and it actually is not necessarily the back fin. It comes from the other part of the crab. We used to have special, we had regular, and we had claw. So you don't see all of that. That has changed, but we do use the large lump for our jumbo lump.
Nancy and Bill's daughter, Damie, the fourth generation in the business, adds her 2 cents.
It's kind of like beef. You can have a filet mignon, and you can have a ground beef, and one is smaller, ground up. They all taste like beef, but one's the nice big chunk, and the other one's the more shredded. But it all comes out of the same body, and the jumbo lump is from the swimmer fin. So that's the fin that does all the work. That's why it grows larger. The other legs don't do as much work. So it's kind of like your thigh muscle.
I need 3 lump platters. They're going to be for here, guys.
Yeah, crab thighs. Doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
Double mac cheese on one, greens and slaw on the other two.
I noticed there's a strong sense of family throughout the staff, not just the blood-related ones. They seem to have a lot of fun and work hard. And many have been there for decades. But I met one woman who goes way above and beyond sacrifice for our culinary cravings.
How many crab cakes do you think you've fried over the years?
Oh, I never know. Oh, I can never know how many get fried.
They're beautiful.
I know thousands of them.
How long have you worked here?
9 years.
And what's your name?
Michelle. 9 years frying these lumps.
Do you still like crab cakes yourself?
I can't eat them. I don't eat them. I'm allergic to them.
Are you kidding?
No.
But it's okay for you to be around the oil and everything?
Yeah, it's all going to get on my mouth. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It sounds like torture.
Right. Yes.
That sounds like torture.
And sometimes you want it so bad because they look like that, you want to try it. I break out in hives, so I ain't gonna do it.
People flock here for the crab cakes, but they sell much more than that.
I got hardheads, I got bass, I got rockfish, I got spots, I got flounder, I got bronzini.
And Damey set me straight on some of the other offerings.
Muskrat was used when you couldn't get terrapin to make mock turtle soup. So muskrat's a really big, big thing in Maryland.
I see that sign, raccoon and muskrat, but I just kind of thought it was there, you know, for...
People loved terrapin. That's why we have the Maryland terrapins, because people ate the turtle soup and there were terrapin all over. When you couldn't get the terrapin when they were laying their eggs, they were out of season, so they would use the muskrat. So it's very similar in taste to the turtle.
How many muskrat do you sell?
We usually sell about 500 muskrat a season and probably about 250 or 300 raccoons.
And is there a raccoon season?
Yes, it's from January 1 to March 1.
And do people usually make soup with muskrat or raccoon? Or
they'll make a stew. And the raccoons, a lot of people roast them. Some people make like a pulled beef barbecue. It tastes a lot like beef.
I thought you were going to say it tastes like chicken.
No, it doesn't taste like chicken. No, they're both darker meats. The raccoon, much more oily than the muskrat. The muskrat looks a little bit more like rabbit.
And you sell just the meat, right? It's not the whole animal.
He's the whole skinned animal. Yes, you have to leave at least one or two paws on and a tail so you know what it is. So they have everything on them, and we'll cut them up for you.
As I was recovering from the concept of muskrat stew, Damey recounted a memorable moment that shows just how much people love this place.
I hope nobody's offended by this. I was not offended. I was actually pretty touched by it. But there was an instance where we came in and the place was packed. We were packed to the gills. It was a Saturday. And I walked in and there was a family of about... maybe 10 or 12 people that had taken up the whole end of the third table. And Donnell came to me and he said, "Damey, that lady over there keeps dropping something all over the floor." And I said, "What do you mean she's dropping something on the floor?" He says, "She keeps walking around, grabbing something from her purse and sprinkling it all over the floor." And as I walked around the corner, my dad said, "Hey, Damey, that family over there, they're all here celebrating the life of their brother." And I said, "They are." He says, "Yeah, they came here because they're here from all over the country. They came here because this was his favorite place to eat." So I said, "Dad, are you talking about these people right here?" He said, "Yes." And I'm like, oh my goodness. I realized that Donnell had sent a young man to sweep up the floor, and he was walking around the corner, and I realized that this woman was sprinkling her brother's ashes. Oh. She was leaving him here.
Oh my God.
So they were celebrating, and the young man who swept up the ashes says to me, "Does that mean I have a dead man in my dustpan? What do I do with him now?" So I said, "You know, it's really an honor. It is just dust. You'll be fine." The woman, one of the ladies up in the kitchen, she's like, "Oh, I think I walked in him. I can't take him home. I need to take my shoes off." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness." So.
Don't worry. The only remains that customers typically leave scattered around are oyster or mussel shells. Maybe shrimp peelings and some napkins coated with Old Bay.
Had some oysters, got 2 dozen shrimp coming and 2 dozen mussels.
My eyes bigger than my belly. Well, I had fried oysters, raw clam, cream of clam chowder, and a crab cake. And I would like to go and get 6 crabs. So I'm taking home and enjoy.
This is my first ever. What they say in Yelp is true. It's really like enormous crab cake. There's no fillers in it, and it's really worth, you know, driving up here.
Codfish and the best deviled eggs in the world.
Crab cake, couple of fried oysters, and a beer.
Yeah, so I was in a dead sleep, and I was awakened by my boyfriend to go to Fadley's. I had never been here before, and I said, "This better be the best damn crab cake in Baltimore for you to wake me up." And it was.
I had a couple of crab cakes, I had fried shrimp, and I got a dozen oysters. I can show you better than I can tell you.
Did you get his Slurpee?
Beautiful.
60 years running the place, Nancy and Bill are still here 5 days a week. Once in a great while, they take a break. Talking about a recent vacation, Nancy said she was pretty much bored out of her mind. And, well, Bill had this to say.
We took a cruise this past fall up the East Coast, and they served crab cakes from up in Massachusetts. It was sinful.
Wait, so the
put them on there.
The cruise you were on served crab cakes? Did they know who you were?
No, but I wrote them a review, and they know now. Yeah. No, it's been a great run. A great run. And I don't know what the future bodes or holds for us. But in some fashion, there'll be a fade lease. I'm sure of it.
Next time you're at Fadley's, strike up a conversation with anyone on staff. You're bound to get a great story. And P.S., spring for the Jumbo Lump. It's totally worth it. Thanks for coming along. Have somewhere you'd like to explore? Email kkwtpodcast@gmail.com and let me know. Knock Knock Who's There is hosted and distributed by WIPR Baltimore and AudioStack. Look for and subscribe to our podcasts at wipr.org/podcastcentral. Thanks for visiting, and join me next time on Knock Knock Who's There.
I need oysters walking. Put my oysters on white bread. You want cocktail tartar?
On the side.